This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dallas Keuchel has new friends, Rich. Well, he has one new friend.
Yes, and historically, this is not someone we've cozied up to in Houston.
It's not. He is now friends with, I joke that he's friends with, he's more business associates with.
Yeah.
Scott Boras is his new agent.
Scott Boras will forever be associated with the pain of 2005 involving Carlos Beltran.
Right. And so as I warned people over the summer and was accused of being someone who was raining on parades and things like that, just know that as these players talk about how much they all love each other and they love the city and they love the fans, and this was the greatest experience ever, winning a World Series title in a town that had never won a World Series title before, just know
there's a but,
that it is still a business.
Right.
And that Dallas Keuchel is going to be coming up on his first dalliance with free agency after next season.
1 year left, last year of arbitration for him, and then after the 2018 season he'll be out on the market. It's worth noting that the ugliness of 2005 resulted in a Drayton McClain organizational philosophy of never dealing with Scott Boras.
Yeah.
And then that's obviously changed under Jim Crane, because if you didn't know, Boras already represents Jose Altuve and Lance McCullers Jr.
Yeah, of course he hasn't really had to do anything with
Scott Boras
yet.
But they are his clients, and the day of reckoning is approaching.
Yeah, they were under the contracts they're on before Boras became.
Yeah.
It's more of a message of, hey, I don't shine shoes no more.
Right. I mean, the news regarding Boras, it's news, but the bigger picture is the game plan moving forward with Dallas Keuchel, and the even bigger picture is what will the game plan be moving forward with this rotation and really with this entire pitching staff, because when you look at how they patched this together in 2017, it was pretty amazing. I mean, Keuchel and McCullers, your presumed top two guys, not to mention your presumed number three guy, Colin McHugh, completely in and out of the lineup all season long. You get to the playoffs and your bullpen is not reliable enough for you to really be able to use all your guys out there, so you have to use four or five starters in spot bullpen duty to win that championship. Not ideal. It worked for them. But moving forward, it's going to be interesting to see. And Ken Rosenthal just added a new wrinkle as well into this pitching situation moving forward.
Yeah, well, Ken Rosenthal had an article over the weekend, or maybe it even went up today. 3 hours ago it went up, where the title is Astros interested in Darvish and Arrieta, also exploring the trade market, which could mean the name he brings up is Chris Archer of the Tampa Bay Rays, who was somebody who I would have loved to have had at the trade deadline last year.
Sure.
Those
are two big names. When you hear Darvish's name, unfortunately, the first thing you think of is the ugliness in the World Series with Gurriel.
You do. It would be really nice to thank him in person for handing the World Series to us. You, Darvish.
He was terrible.
In his two starts with the Dodgers.
Oh, man, he was bad.
Yeah. We would have rumors of it being an inside job if they gave him a big contract. Hey, listen, you, why don't you hand us this World Series, and we're going to offer you 7 years, $300 million this offseason.
That impacts my desire to have Darvish here less than the fact that both he and Arrieta are early 30s guys, and as Ken points out in his piece, the analytical approach that like the one the Astros take to these situations doesn't necessarily lend itself to risking multiple guaranteed years on a player entering the, I think Ken referred to it as the phase of decline for most big league pitchers. It would be a roll of the dice with both these guys given their age that I'm not sure the Astros are going to take.
Okay. The young guys.
Right. The other side of that is that their core, which just won a championship, is so damn affordable that you can take take some risks on the other side, because you're still in such a great place financially.
Okay. Yeah. And Lance McCullers and Dallas Keuchel are hurt all the time, and they're in their 20s.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, right. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying I wonder if that factors in. Ken points that out in his piece. But honestly, Arrieta in particular, me personally, I would love to see them roll the dice on.
I think if they sign either of these guys, and it probably is goodbye to Dallas Keuchel after this year.
Probably.
You know, like if they invest heavily in an ace level pitcher, then it's probably, you know, see you later.
Yeah.
To Dallas Keuchel
but
after this year.
Isn't it exciting that somebody like Giancarlo Stanton said his final four included the Astros?
It was.
And now somebody like Ken Rosenthal is writing that Darvish and Arrieta are on their radar. These are exciting times.
Good times.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.